This story is brought to you by Spooky Boo Scary Storytime at www.scarystorytime.com. "Boo," said the ghost. By an anonymous creepypasta author. It was around 3 a.m. this June. I was on Skype with this girl I encountered in a forum about a month ago. We were discussing about strange things that happened to me recently. Doors shutting, lamps turning on and off, even objects falling from the furniture. She was talking about a ghost or a poltergeist who might have fun with this kind of stuff. But even though I felt paranoid, being paralyzed by the slightest noise, I couldn't believe in these stories. Well, that's what I told myself all along, something I knew I could regret sooner or later. I was in the dark and I felt a little uncomfortable after our long debate on the subject. I decided it was time to refresh myself. I got up and entered my bathroom, then washed my hands to make sure the water wasn't too cold. I stared at my reflection for a moment. After a brief hesitation, I bent over and splashed water over my face. Then I felt something unusual, like a slight airflow. I looked behind me. The door was closed. Did I shut the door when I entered the bathroom? I couldn't remember. I took a towel and proceeded to dry my face, unable to see a thing. While doing so, I heard a knock on a glass-like object. At first I thought it was coming from the mirror, but there was nothing except my reflection staring back at me. I put the towel back on the towel holder and opened the door, when I saw something in the corner of my eye and heard a little noise, like something had moved behind me. I quickly looked back at the bathroom. At first, I looked in the mirror, but then I noticed a towel was on the floor, right in front of the bath. I was about to pick it up, but as I approached it, I felt more and more uncomfortable. I couldn't stop staring at the shower curtain. Then I heard a second knock, the same as before, but I realized it wasn't coming from the mirror nor the bathroom. I turned around and headed back to my room, letting the towel on the floor. Almost back to my bed, I felt like something was watching me. I looked through the window, but there was nothing unusual. I took my computer and asked my buddy if she had heard the knocks on the glass or if it was her. "Yeah, I heard it," she said. "You still do not believe in the poltergeist stuff." I admitted having doubts about what I told her earlier. She then got up and said, "I'll be right back," and left the room. She left the door slightly open, which made me uncomfortable for a moment. But then I heard this noise again, a knock on the glass of my window. I felt too paranoid at first and did not dare to take a look. I thought it was my imagination, but it knocked a second time. I looked up from my screen only to find something was standing still behind my window, staring, grinning. I almost felt like it was laughing at me. My monitor being the only light source in the room, I could hardly see its face, but its smile. Its smile petrified me for a moment. After a few seconds, I heard the door open and then footsteps. I could barely catch my breath when I heard, "Hey, I'm back." I looked back at the screen and understood it was only my buddy that got back on her computer. I told her that I had to show her the thing that was staring at me, but it had faded away before I could rotate my webcam. "Did it really scare you?" she said. "I thought you didn't believe in those things." Her reaction made me curious. Why was she so excited about this? I was so lost in my reflection that I had imagined what she said next. "Boo," said the ghost, and he disappeared. Before I could even react, the screen went black for a moment. It soon got back to normal, but something was different on the screen. It wasn't the excited girl's face anymore. I saw a man sitting on his bed facing the computer. In fact, the screen was very familiar until I recognized it. It was my bedroom. On the verge of panic, I was still able to notice something odd, the angle from which was taken the image of my room. It was as if something was right outside of my window, filming that exact moment. I looked through the window for a second before turning around to face my screen again. The delay let me see myself stare back at me through the webcam. The screen went back to the girl I've been talking to for the past month, except this time she was in near pitch black. She got closer to the camera and didn't do much for a few seconds. Still frightened from what just happened, I didn't move, waiting for her to say something, but she remained silent. I didn't understand what was happening. I didn't understand until she started grinning. Thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this story, give it a like and make a comment. You can also come to my website at www.scarystorytime.com and make a comment on the post.